Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Captain's log. Once again, I've been told that I'm not the captain. But I'm not going to let the haters get me down. Today, I'm up in the bucket thingy with the looky-loo. There's no land to look for since we're in the sky, but there is more sky to look at, so I guess I'll just take a look. Wait a second. What is that on the horizon? Everyone! Hey! Everyone, come quick! I see something fun and of interest! Okay, bye, log. Talk to you later. I love you.
What's going on?
Hey, what is it? Call us!
Hold on! I'm coming down!
Lee! What did you see?
Over there, behind us. It's a hot air balloon.
Ooh! It's so colorful!
Like a rainbow.
It's the most beautiful balloon I've ever seen. It's so big and balloony.
Balloony. Hey, look! There's a person in the balloon.
Yoo-hoo!
Wait a second. Is that balloon driver talking to us?
You mean aeronaut,
huh?
The pilot of a hot air balloon is called an aeronaut.
Oh, okay.
You! Down there!
Hello, aeronaut!
Hey!
Hey!
Nice ship!
Thanks!
Where'd you get it, huh? The ship trash?
What? Hey, that's not nice!
Why'd she say that about our ship?
Hey, the 18th century called! It wants its Viking ship back! Nailed another zing!
Hey, our ship is state-of-the-art!
Yeah, if you consider terrible trash to be art!
Hey, some people do! Who is this person? Her insults are bad, but I'm still hurt.
I have no idea.
Your ship is so trash that a garbage truck tried to pick it up and take it to the dump. The trash dump!
Okay, seriously, who is that?
No one we know, I'm sure.
I know her.
Gasp!
That's Marguerite McGraw. She's my old balloon racing nemesis.
Huh?
You know, from when I used to race hot air balloons all around the world for money and prizes.
Did we know that?
I don't think you've ever said that.
No.
I think I mentioned it.
No, I never mentioned that.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Jokes in there.
I hope you like it.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast, everyone.
Where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketches and songs.
Wow. And you do it all from this piece of trash ship, huh?
Oh, great. Now she's hovering right next to our ship.
Too close for comfort, eh?
What is your problem, Marguerite?
Why don't you race me and find out?
No, I won't.
You a chicken?
How dare! You know how I feel about chickens, Marguerite! Not good!
Whoa, Rachel, calm down. Why don't we do a story first before you continue this feud?
Fine!
Great! Listeners, this first story is about one of life's great joys, getting a new pair of shoes. And here to introduce it is the author.
Hello, my name is Sam. I'm 5 years old, and I'm from Illinois. This is my story, Vampire Kid.
Honey, it's time to wake up.
I'm too tired.
I know, but it's 7 o'clock at night. Time for school.
The sun just set. It's so early. Fine.
Come on, get up. It's a beautiful night. The sun is down. The sky is pitch black. And the birds are asleep. We are vampires. And so this is normal for us.
I know, Mom. Fine, I'm up. I'm going, see?
Hey, what's gotten into you? Usually you can't wait to get up and walk to school in the dark.
You wouldn't understand.
Try me.
I don't want to walk in the dark anymore. I want to dance in the sun.
The sun! We do not go in the sun.
But I just...
We don't.
But what if...
We can!
But how about just...
No sun!
Fine.
Now get to school.
All right, class, settle down. It's time for today's project. Get up in front of the class and say what your number one dream is. Who's gonna go first?
Me. I will go.
Okay, you! Stand up and tell us what your dream is.
I want to dance in the sun.
No! We are vampires. We do not dance in the sun. We don't do anything in the sun, ever.
But I just...
Next!
Oh.
Yes, you, what's your dream?
When I grow up, I want to walk in the dark.
Yes, perfect.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Okay, class dismissed. That was the whole class. Everyone hurry home before the sun comes up. Go!
Okay.
It's not fair. Everyone is always saying that I can't dance in the sun. Walk in the dark, they say. Give up on your dreams, they say. I'll dance in the sun someday. I will. Whoa. It seems while I was moping around, I'd wander down a side street I've never been down before. Vampire shoe store. I've never noticed that before. I guess I'll go inside. Hello? Does anyone work in here? It's kind of spooky in here, which is saying a lot because I am a vampire.
I was wondering when I'd be seeing you.
Ah! What? How did you...
Oh, sorry. I thought you were the mailman. I'm waiting for a letter. It's a very big letter.
Oh. Well, I just wandered in off the street, but maybe you can help me? I'm trying to dance in the sun.
Well, then you've come to the right place.
Wait a second. You're not going to tell me I can't dance in the sun?
Of course you can dance in the sun. You just need the shoes.
The shoes?
The shoes for dancing in the sun. And I think I have just the right ones. Let me see. Yes. Perhaps these will give you what you need?
Whoa! Those are amazing. And they have flames on the side for the sun, right?
Maybe. Sure. Try them on!
Okay, just putting them on and... My shoes are on fire! They're shooting flames!
Oh, whoops! I think those are flaming shoes!
Clearly! I'm taking them off! That was terrifying.
And that was my bad. All right, let's look back here. Maybe, yes, these! These must be the ones. Put these on!
Okay. Wow, these feel a little tight? No. Cold? Cold. These feel cold. I'm shivering. I'm so cold. Are these cold shoes? Why am I so cold? Oh no, what's happening? My feet feel frozen. I think I'm turning into an icicle!
Help! I'm an icicle!
Oh, not again. All right, hold on. Let me grab my ice pick. Now, where is that thing? Let me see. Is this it? Oh, no, that's my flame pick. Wow, I have a lot of flaming stuff around here. Let me see.
Here it is. Thank you.
Selling shoes is not an exact science. but perhaps these are what you desire.
Okay, I'll give them a try, but I'm a little nervous.
These are the right ones. I'm 40% sure.
Here I go. Where is that music coming from?
Oh, I'm your shoe and I'm a singing shoe. I sing the whole day long. Put me on, tie my laces up, and I will sing my song.
Okay, I don't think that these are the right shoes because—
I'm your shoe and I'm a singing shoe. I sing the whole day long. Put me on, tie my laces up, and I will sing my song. I'm here all week. Tip your waitress. Ha-cha.
Okay, I don't think
oh,
the—
Oh, I'm your shoe,
this
and I'm
is horrible!
Shoe.
I am taking these shoes off!
Okay, fine, here, back
Put
in the box!
Okay, those were not the shoes.
Indeed, it wasn't. Here, try these!
There's no reason why I should trust you at this point, but I am going to anyway. Here goes nothing.
Uh-oh.
Did you see that? I turned to dust. I just turned to dust. I was dust. Those were dust shoes. Ah! I was dust!
Whoa, calm down. Calm down. I think I really found the ones this time.
No, not again.
Just try them on. You will see.
This is the last time I am trying on a pair of your shoes.
Whoa. Whoa, indeed.
These are the ones. I can just feel it. Now I just need to wait for the sun to come out.
What happens then?
This time, I won't hide from it. I'll stare it right in its big sun face and I'll dance.
Go. Go to it and dance. Dance, kid, dance.
The sun is rising. I can see it. Oh, but I'm scared. I'm scared to go in the sun. I'm going to try putting one toe in the sunlight to see if the shoes work.
The shoes will protect you. Have I ever misled you?
Yes! Over and over!
Boy, that's fair.
Okay. Putting one little toe in the sun now. It's okay. I'm okay.
Wow, I did not think that was going to work.
I'm dancing, dancing in the sun. Yeah, I'm dancing, yeah, I'm having fun. I achieved my dreams, what I set out to do. And all I ever needed was some dancing shoes. Now I'm dancing, dancing in the sun.
Sorry, I didn't believe in you.
Mom?
Yes, it's me, I got the shoes too. So I could come out and dance in the sun and tell you how proud I am of you.
Me too.
My teacher?
I'm sorry I made you think like you couldn't achieve your dreams.
Thanks, Teach.
And I'm here too, also wearing the shoes, but I always believed in you, just, you know, for the record.
It's true! Should we all dance in the sun together?
Yeah! We're dancing, dancing in the sun. We're dancing and we're having fun.
Earlier today I turned into dust, plus I caught on fire and turned into an icicle.
Dancing, dancing in the...
I'm your shoe and I'm a singing shoe.
Okay, fine. I can read a room.
Dancing in the sun.
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 Sun.
That story was really good.
That was amazing.
Awesome. I loved it.
Come on, race me. I dare you.
No, Marguerite, I've thought about it and I'm just not about that life anymore.
And yet here you are, still flying through the air. Just admit that you're still about that life.
I'm not a youth anymore, Marguerite. I'm older. I just turned with responsibilities and needs. I can't just spend my life floating around in a balloon racing and chasing. I'm a real adult now. That's why I co-host a kids and family podcast aboard a flying Viking ship.
Come on. Don't you miss the life? The adrenaline, that feeling of soaring through the sky at 8 miles an hour or less?
Of course I miss it. I miss it every day. I also miss the fame, the glory, the prizes. But that's all behind me now. This ship is my home and I'm not leaving. Plus, I have a pet lamb and a family,
of beach pigs to feed.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. You've really sold out, huh? Back in the day, you never needed anything but a basket, a bag, and an open flame. Now you're living on this ship with amenities and toilets and... Is that a photo booth?
Yes. Yes, it is. Okay, hold up, everybody. Rachel, you have got to give us a little more backstory here. Okay, so back in the day, I used to race hot air balloons.
Yeah, we figured that much.
There has to be more to this, right?
Go on, Rachel. Tell them about me. Tell them about us.
Fine. Marguerite and I used to be friends. Best friends. No, more than best friends. Teammates. We raced together in a basket built for two. We were world champs. Legends. Everywhere we went, people would say, "Hey, look. There go those two balloon people."
Those were the days.
So, what happened? How did you become enemies?
It's all my fault. I let a balloon come between us. Not any balloon. The Air Max 5000, the most perfect hot air balloon in the world. As soon as I saw it in Hot Air Balloon Monthly, the magazine all about the hottest hot air balloons, I knew I had to have it. It was like an answer to a question I didn't even know I had asked.
The only problem is the Air Max only had room for one, didn't it?
Gasp.
Yes. So what? I wanted to race and chase in the biggest, most beautiful balloon. You know, it's every man for himself in the balloon community. You should have seen it coming.
I expected it from other, lesser racers, but not from my best balloon friend. My balloon sister!
I'm sorry. Can't you just forget about this? That was a lifetime ago. It's been 2 years. Okay, that's shockingly recent. Come on, Marguerite, forgive me. Let's just let this go.
Nope. Uh-uh. Ah!
What was that?
Marguerite, are you throwing chicken at us?
Hmm? Yes, chicken.
Hey!
Yeah, because you're a chicken, chicken.
This is really wasteful.
It's vegan, but you're still a real chicken.
Fine. You want a race? I'll give you a race.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing If because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that If also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, If is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, If celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See If in theaters May 17th.
Prepare to race me, Marguerite.
Ha! Please. You couldn't race me if you tried. When you quit the game, the number one spot had a vacancy, and guess who moved into it and still lives there now? Me! I live there, comfortably, and yeah, I'm planning on renewing my lease.
What a wild metaphor. Flying a hot air balloon is like riding a bike. Except for me, it's different because I don't know how to ride a bike, so it's actually even easier.
You're not even in a hot air balloon.
Don't be naive, Marguerite, my old frenemy. You know me, I would never go anywhere without a balloon.
Huh?
Stand back, everyone!
What is she doing? Whoa! Ah!
There is a balloon hidden in the ship!
That's right. Now I just have to turn off the ship's engine.
We have an engine?
Ah!
We're falling!
Not for long. Let's light this baby up.
We're stabilizing!
Are we being pulled by this hot air balloon now? You bet!
So, how does it feel?
Feels great.
Ready? Set? Float!
She's already ahead! Oh, wow, this is actually really pleasant.
Wow.
We're gaining on her!
Hey, watch out for that flock of seagulls!
We'll just go above them. We're drifting higher.
Come and get me!
We can't go into that thick cloud. We won't be able to see.
We'll go above it!
Whoa!
Rachel, it's getting hard to breathe.
Yeah, the oxygen is really thin up here.
Ha! You're losing, Rachel! I was always the better racer. Admit it!
I just need to go higher!
Whoa!
Rachel, stop!
We're too high up!
It's not safe! You're putting us all in danger!
Look at what you've done! You've made an enemy out of me, and now you've gone and destroyed your new friendships, too! She'll never stop. She never quits a race!
Wait a second! No. I'm done. I am quitting this race.
No! Come back!
I'm taking us back down.
No! Come back!
Hey, is everyone feeling better now?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, much better.
What happened?
I can't believe you quit.
You know what, Marguerite? I'm sorry. You're right. It wasn't right of me to go out and buy that new balloon without telling you my plan. But you weren't a good friend either.
Say that one more time.
It was okay that I wanted to race on my own. Even though we were best friends, we were allowed to have our own dreams. You should have supported me. Just like I supported you when you wanted to get bangs, even though you knew they wouldn't work on you and they take forever to grow out.
They finally did grow out, by the way. I'm doing like a side bang now.
I noticed. I love it.
Thank you. I feel really good about it. Bang to the side.
Also, I apologized, like, a lot. Sometimes you have to accept an apology and move on, even if it's hard.
Wow. Wow. You're right. I'm sorry.
I accept. And I really am sorry I decided to go solo. Even though it was fun, it was more fun having a teammate.
What a truly wild day. Even for us.
Marguerite, would you like to come aboard our ship and watch us do a story?
That depends. Your ship has bathrooms, yes?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, thank goodness, I really have to pee!
Oh, okay, well, we'll start without you! You know, just like Marguerite and Rachel's problem, this next story is about feeling a little bit jealous. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name's Kyla. I'm 8 years old. I live in Massachusetts. This is my story. I want your garden!
Wake up, Sally!
Time to rock and roll!
Good morning, birds!
Good morning, Sally!
Did you have sweet dreams?
I had a dream that I lived in a very quiet garden.
Oh!
Where no one said a word.
Ah!
And the only sound was chimes. Once in a while.
Scary.
Sounds more like a nightmare.
Gardens should be loud. I mean, if there's not an electric guitar playing at all times, is it even a garden?
I guess. But hey, if I'm being honest, sometimes I do wonder what it would be like to live in a more peaceful garden. Enough daydreaming. Time to water my noisy, funky garden. Hello, garden! Hello to my garden gnomes wearing AC/DC t-shirts. Hello to the tree that won't stop bragging about how cool Woodstock was.
Very cool.
And hello to the Beatles, our very own band of four Beatles who have the same haircut.
Good morning.
Sally, out of curiosity, what's over that fence?
Oh, that fence? That's my neighbor Molly's garden.
Oh, do you think she'd want to do a jam sesh with us sometime?
I don't think so. Molly keeps to herself. She values her alone time.
Respect!
Come to think of it, I've never heard any sounds whatsoever coming from over that fence. Over that fence. Over that fence.
Hello, garden. Hello, Molly. How are you today?
Ugh.
I love my peaceful garden, but sometimes I wish I had someone to talk to. Yes, I hear you, Wind. Honestly, Wind, I appreciate you, but sometimes it feels like you're phoning in this friendship. Would it really be so hard to answer with words?
Molly!
Wind, is that you?
Molly!
Oh, no, that's my neighbor, Sally. She must be in her garden.
Sorry, I have no idea if you're answering me. I can't hear you over my funky garden.
Come to the fence.
Hey!
Ah!
Sorry, didn't mean to scare you.
That's okay. It's just usually very quiet over here. Don't get many visitors, besides the wind.
Are those chimes?
Yeah.
Funny. I dreamt of chimes last night.
Huh?
Nothing. Listen, I was thinking.
Yes?
I love my garden and my birds and the LP they're self-producing, but I am craving a relaxing garden.
And I love my garden and my chimes and the wind that blows them, but I'm craving a head-banging rock and roll garden.
Maybe it would be cool if we
switched gardens?
Jinx!
No, but seriously, I want your garden.
Okay, just give me 1 minute to say goodbye to my birds.
Fence. Jinx!
Hey, birds! I'm staying in Molly's garden. I need some peace and quiet. Bye, dudes.
Goodbye, fence. Bye.
Now it's time to sit and relax. Oh, hello, chimes. What's up, chimes? Wow, I'm just here, alone, with my thoughts. Perfect. This is not at all boring. I wonder what's happening over in my old garden, though. Over that fence, over that fence, over that fence.
You're going to play your song again?
We're going to keep playing it all day until it is perfect, okay? Sorry. I'm intense about my craft, but it's only because I care.
Respect.
Birds, birds, we're birds in the garden. We sing, we rock, and party in the garden. Yeah, yeah, yeah!
That sounded good.
You yawned! Did we bore you?
No, of course not. I think I'm just tired.
Sorry, honey, but this is a rock and roll garden. If that's a problem for you, then you should
No, I love it.
are you okay? Are the chimes being standoffish? I don't know what's with them. I'm coming! Sally, are you okay?
Yeah, it's just whenever I bend over, this fence pokes my back.
Oh yeah, my fence is very sharp.
Respect. So, are you having a good time in my garden?
Oh yeah, I'm not at all tired and ready for a nap in my garden.
Yeah. I definitely don't miss moshing in my rose bush and feeling a sense of togetherness.
I can't do this anymore.
Me neither.
I want my garden back.
Well, that's good because I want my garden back.
I don't think I could spend one more day alone with these birds.
Fence. Hey, birds. I missed you.
We're in the middle of a rehearsal. Please, Sally, how many times do I have to remind you that this is what we are doing with our lives? There is no plan B for us.
Ouch!
Molly, are you okay?
Yes, it was just my fence. Hi, fence. I missed you.
Hi, I missed you too.
The fence can talk?
Well, yes, of course. Actually, hey, birds, I was wondering, do you need a bassist? Check this out. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, what do you think?
I think we're gonna be famous!
Yay!
The end!
Thanks for listening to today's episode, and thanks to today's authors, Sam and Kyla. Before we go, here's today's Story Spark. Kids, write us a story from your imagination about facing fears. First, make up a character, and then tell us what they're afraid of more than anything in the whole world. Then tell us what happens when they confront their fear. How do they feel about it afterwards? Are they still afraid? As always, grown-ups can submit stories at storypirates.com. See you next week.
Bye! Bye!
Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Produced for Gimlet Media by Annie Rose Strasser, Chris Neary, and M.R. Daniel. Produced for Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Andrew Miller. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. Contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, and Ava Victor. Special guest, Natasha Rothwell. This episode features performances by Jerry Burgos, Bianca Casusol, Matt Gehring, Max Hegley, Alexis Lambright, Caroline Lux, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Justin Phillips, Joanna Simmons, and Rachel Winitsky. Dancing in the Sun and the Singing Shoe Song were written by Rachel Winitsky, arranged by Jack Mitchell, and produced by Eric Gerson. Additional production on I Want Your Garden by Eric Gerson. Hey, guess what? This is pretty cool of me. I thought I'd do something nice and get all the other Story Pirates some cool presents. Here, check it out. Right here is my present for Megan. I got her a pair of real singing shoes. See, I'll just open the box and...
Oh, I'm your shoe and I'm a singing shoe.
Close. Megan's gonna love those. They're just her style. Oh, and here's what I got for Rachel. This is a pair of singing work boots. Here, just open it up.
Oh, I'm your shoe and I'm a singing shoe.
And closed. Rachel has really been complaining about needing new work boots. She is going to love these. Oh, and here's what I got for Peter. Cheez-Its! Sorry, these don't sing. They're just Cheez-Its. Actually, you know what? I'm pretty hungry. He won't even notice. Oh, and here's what I got for myself. 10 teeny tiny singing shoes. One for each of my toes. Just open the box.
Oh, I'm a shoe and I'm a singing shoe.
Wow, those are really something. You know, it's not easy being so generous. But for me, it is! Ha ha!